Hello and welcome to episode 301 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. I have just relaunched the Daily Brainwave Facebook page, so like us on Facebook to see how you can get a shout out on the show. You can also email the show directly at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and rate us online on iTunes, Stitcher, or however it is you find us. And I've received a lot of feedback on the blooper reel from Saturday, mostly to compliment me on my mellifluous singing voice. So thank you for your emails and reviews, folks. I appreciate them. Special thanks to Magic88 for a 5-star review on iTunes, saying, quote, "Short and sweet. Love the concise messages about almost useless information." Thank you very much, Magic88. I aspire to be almost useless. Although our topic this week is far from useless, because after all, you'll never know just when you will meet a dragon. So today we're kicking off Dragon Week by meeting one of the most ancient dragons of all, the Celestial. Here in Western culture, dragons tend to be creatures of evil, though they didn't always have that reputation. Today, though, we're not talking about dragons of the West, but dragons of the East. Dragons in Asia, especially in China and Japan, are among the most ancient of all legends. Archaeological evidence shows that as far back as 6000 BC, dragons were a part of Chinese culture. Now, this is no surprise when you take even a cursory look at Chinese mythology. The dragon is one of the 4 celestial beings. Each of the celestials had their own duties, and the Azure Dragon was the patron of the high places, the mountains and hills and skies. Now, you want to have a dragon in your own house? Well, just reorganize your furniture to be a more aesthetically pleasing. According to practitioners of feng shui, the Azure Dragon is one of the 2 vital components to the balance and harmony you can achieve, the other being the White Tiger, one of the other celestials. While the dragon goes with elevated places, the tiger lurks in the lowlands. Without the dragon, you have no tiger. Without the mountains, you have no valleys. And in the same way, you cannot achieve balance in life or interior decorating without similarly balancing the flow of high and low energy. Now, it's important to point out that dragons in the Asian sense are a lot different than the ones we're used to here in the Western world. Here we see dragons as winged creatures protecting treasure. Asian dragons don't have wings. If you look, for example, at a dragon dancer at a New Year's festival coming up, you'll notice it's a long, worm-like creature. They never flew, but they actually traveled on the clouds themselves, raising and lowering on tornadoes and waterspouts. That would give the Chinese creature a double excuse if they were running late because the cloud was just dragging behind. Thanks for tuning in to episode 301 of the Daily Brainwave. Check out our new Facebook page, and please rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, or however you find us. Share the Daily Brainwave with your friends and contact me via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we turn away from China to head to yet another ancient civilization. A civilization in many ways mother of Western culture. And, yeah, there was a dragon there at the beginning too.